This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Live inside of the Kia Studios. For more info, visit atlkia.com. It is Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I don't know about you, Mike Bell, but we were talking about this earlier, and now you got me all amped up because you were like, I need more football. Football.
We started today. I walked, you know, I come into the office, and I got like stupid thoughts floating around in my head, and I'm just telling you. You know, the Braves are in the dog days. It's not even summer. You know how this is going to be a long season. The NBA, we're out, obviously, with the Hawks. But now, I'm telling you, I wish football season was 24 months. I was thinking about this. English Premier League soccer is like 38-some-odd weeks. 36, I think, weeks for the MLS. I need 24 weeks of NFL with two bye weeks.
24 weeks.
Start at July 1st, run it all the way to March 1st. How's that sound?
Regular season starts, what, end of July?
Who cares? Let's get it going. You know what I mean? I need my football. I'm so excited to just kind of get that taste out of our mouth from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Just get cracking to see what this, and maybe, just maybe, go back, guys, especially you long-term, long-suffering Falcon fans. Remember all those years when the Falcons had to play in the NFC West, Carl, and it was Jim Everett and the Rams, Joe Montana and the 49ers, and you're getting your brains bashed in. I want to be one of those teams, and I think we're on the cusp, but we're going to be one of those teams for maybe, you know, again, if we get it right, more than 5 or 6 years, maybe like for a long, long time. But the idea that we're going to be hammer, not nail, for it's a kind of refreshing here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and you want to be hammer, not nail.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna do a lot of that. But, you know, listen, we're both guys, and we say this. Nobody talks more football than this show. We love it. We give you your Falcon fix, and certainly we keep up with what's going on in college football. At the end of the day, though, we are all still kind of like, when's it coming back? Mm-hmm. Well, for the Falcons, they've got their rookie mini camp starting, Mike, on Friday. And this is going to run over the weekend. 55 players that are going to be involved with this thing. And we're talking about 27 tryout players. Those are guys that have been invited.
Right.
And then you got the 6 draft picks. And then 22 college free agents this weekend at the rookie mini camp. I think the big news, though, is that Tack McKinley is going to be in attendance. We don't know, however, his level of participation.
Yep.
So, you know, again, being there and just kind of taking it all in, I know Tack would probably want to be out there and getting in the drills and doing all this stuff. But Thomas Dimitroff did say that they are not as concerned as maybe everyone else when it comes to this injury. It's taken care of very well. Again, we have all of the faith in the world in our athletic performance group, and we think that they're going to be able to do a very good job. They're mindful of it, and we feel very comfortable in regards to Tack's injury.
I like the sound of that. Falcon Report, by the way, brought to you by Domino's. Large 3-topping pizza, $7.99. Every night of the week, guys, carry out, whether you're going to watch basketball playoffs or whatever. Make it Domino's tonight. Tack, as you said earlier in the show, quote, I'm relentless. I do have the best motor in this class, rated as the 3rd best pass rusher. Now, hopefully he'll be the number 1 pass rusher. I'm just somebody that goes hard no matter what. If it's a screen pass, I'm chasing you down. So, you know, the swagger we got with guys like Sanu, I'm too fast. I can't cover me. Now you got a guy like Tack, we got swagger. Damn, Julio Jones has got so much swagger, he's trying to bring back the fanny pack.
Yes, he is.
More on
good
that.
DB, I'm bigger than you, I'm stronger than you, so you can't stop me.
So, aside from the great choke in the Super Bowl, I'm excited about the kind of characters that have character on this football team.
Yeah, McKinley, if he is, and for me, it's just the swag. I mean, it's the confidence. When's the last time we've had a rookie? And maybe Keanu Neal had this confidence coming in. He's just a different guy. Mm-hmm. And he played up to the level that we expected. But when you talk about the guy that fans can get behind, Mike, and Tack has that kind of personality, the night of the draft, if you didn't know who the hell he was, you automatically, like I was on Twitter, I love this guy, you know? Find me later, man! I mean, he was just totally, all right, I love the energy and the enthusiasm, and if he can play up to half of that,
right,
he's going to be fun to watch.
As we talked about yesterday, so many guys, so much depth on the defensive line. Think about years ago when we weren't even in the sack business, right? Think about it. And now we've got, there's guys out there, veterans on this team. We don't even know what Derek Shelby is because, you know, and how's he going to get in that rotation? You know, we talked about Rashid Hageman for guys that missed it earlier in the show. Make or break year, or will he continue what was an uptick once Dan Quinn took over, you know, working more closely with the players? And, of course, Bryant Young replacing Brian Cox with the defensive lineman.
Yeah, Hageman is an interesting guy, but you invested a high-round draft pick in him. You know, some people will say we got him too high. But, Mike, he's still on your football team, and this is a make-or-break year because after year three, you pretty much know what a player is. And I'll give you an example. You feel good about Vic Beasley and where he's at, right?
Right on.
You feel good about what you've seen and the jump from year one to two. If you felt that about Rashid Hageman, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The problem we're still having is we really hadn't seen that jump. Now, Hageman is not Beasley. He's not going to get after the quarterback like that, which makes it hard for us sometimes to analyze whether he's getting the job done. But when he makes a play here and there and you go, why can't he be more disruptive?
Exactly.
And that's what we wanted. And at the end of the season last year, he was.
And you're still a second-round pick. I mean, that's always going to be tied to you. I mean, there's an expectation. Second-round players are supposed to be starters, impact players. Now, he will have 40-some-odd tackles, and it's difficult to kind of gauge the amount of impact he's having because so many guys, as we said, get rotated in on the interior line. But I think Falcon fans, I know a lot of guys we talk to, us, I want to see Poe out there and Grady Jarrett out there a lot. But, I mean, I'm just curious how many guys are going to get cut, whether it's, you know, edge rushers or interior linemen, just because we have so many guys on that line.
Well, that's going to be something we'll look at. And you brought up Brooks Reed. You know, Claiborne's going to
finish him.
Shelby. So the front seven is going to be very competitive. And that's good because we went from a front seven that needed more speed and not having playmakers to a front seven that has playmakers and speed to adding more depth.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you didn't see Vic Beasley, I know I've mentioned this a few weeks, guys like, Mike, stop obsessing over the size of Vic Beasley's biceps. I'm telling you, the guy the dude is just, I mean, he looks monstrous. He looks like somebody like from the Avengers or an X-Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.